Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Christine Arilo.
Good morning, LaVon. Great to be here with you today.
Great. Christine, of course, we're going to talk about your book, Madly in Love with Me, The Daring Adventure of Becoming Your Own Best Friend. And my very first question is, I think you mentioned only slightly in your book, and that's why, you know, we say this book is mostly for women and girls. Why not men?
Well, the book can definitely be read by men as well as women and girls. As long as the man is okay with the color pink, I think he's going to be just fine.
Okay. Because it's important for men to love themselves as well as for women to love themselves, correct?
They do. And I think what happens, or I know what happens, is that because of the way that we're brought up, men and women face challenges around it. And so the flavor of what we have to overcome to return back to loving ourselves and being our best friends is a little bit different, yes. But of course, we all need that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, when you talk about self-love, I think a lot of people automatically turn off and going, ooh, that's not so good. That's pretty selfish. What's your answer to people when they say that?
Well, according to dictionary.com, they wouldn't be too far off the mark. It's defined by the dictionary as conceit, vanity, and narcissism. And that actually, when I first read it, it made me so sad because I thought, gosh, imagine that we are basically telling our children, imagine if you have any children in your life, don't love yourself. That's selfish, that's conceited, that's vain, that's narcissistic. And, of course, you would never tell our children that because we want them to respect themselves, we want them to honor themselves, we want them to have good self-esteem. But there's something about using the word love that kind of freaks us all out. And the good news is that if you're not already a narcissist, you're not going to become one.
It's not catching.
It starts very early. Narcissism is actually a clinical disorder that starts very early, you know, age 2 or 3, and it's because actually they have a very low self-esteem and a really low sense of self-worth. And the way that I kind of think about it is that imagine someone that you love, anyone in your life, just imagine that person right now, and imagine giving that person love, affection, care, you know, acknowledgement. And then just turn that same love and direct it at yourself. It's the same thing. It's no different.
And why is that so important? What are the positive outcomes of loving yourself?
Well, I think one of the things I've seen in our society, I've certainly felt myself, is that we have this over-focus on self-esteem. And self-esteem is really great, but it's only one-tenth of the equation. And self-esteem is basically self-confidence, the belief that you can do and be and have it all. But what's happened is because we kind of believe that self-esteem is the holy grail, we lack the other 9/10 of self-love, things like self-compassion. So you'll see a lot of people who are, you know, high achievers, successful, but they're really hard on themselves.
Now you mentioned self-esteem is a word that's not necessarily a synonym for self-love. And you have quite a list in your book of other words that sort of feed in, I think, to self-love, but are not exactly like self-love. You want to talk about some of those?
Yeah, the way that I think of self-love is think of it like a tree that has 10 branches, and you need all 10 branches to really be blooming in order to have a really great relationship with yourself and be your own best friend. So those are things like self-care, self-pleasure, self-respect and self-honor, self-expression, self-empowerment. I know for myself, and this was true for me and a lot of women that I meet, and men too, where you can have a ton of self-esteem, but if you don't have self-respect and self-honor, you end up being successful in your career, but a mess in your relationships. And so the way that I talk about self-love in Madly in Love with Me and the way that I live it in my life and teach it helps you actually identify the places where you can really, you know, create a better relationship with yourself and the place that you're already pretty much doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. And we can all be really hard on ourselves in terms of, well, we should have done this, we should have done that, why are we so dumb about this, and on and on and on. And, of course, your book goes through some ways to get over that.
Yes, inside of us, LaVon, lives an inner mean girl, or if you're a man, an inner mean dude. We all have them. Some of us have multiples. I have 5. My chief inner mean girl is the comparison queen. So for those of you out there listening that suffer from comparison from time to time, which is pretty much the biggest toxic habit of our inner critics, I have a dare. LaVon, can I dare give everyone a dare?
Sure. To
overcoming comparison? Okay, so here it is. I've done this multiple times, and it totally works. I want you to give up comparison for 7 days. And so that means that when you find yourself comparing yourself to another person or to yourself, you have to stop and actually find what inspires you about that person. So, for example, when my first book, Being Me Before We, came out, I was, you know, I should have been really proud that I had a published book. But instead, my comparison queen started, you know, showing me people who were New York Times bestsellers and be like, well, Christina, why aren't you that? Or why aren't you Oprah? She has a couch. You only have a book. And so I would make myself turn that comparison into inspiration. I would, like, go on to, like, those people's Facebook page and tell them I was inspired by them. Or if it was a woman that I saw in a room, I would go up to her and say, gosh, I really love your dress. Or, a really sincere compliment. And what happens is you start to have more self-acceptance the minute you start and stop comparing yourself. Mm-hmm.
And there are so many ways. You mentioned appearance, and I think diet is probably one of those top list things that we should be smaller here. We should have a different shape. We should go on and on. Something that you provide information is 4 out of 5 girls thinking about dieting by the time they have reached the 5th grade. Pretty scary.
It is, and that's why, you know, self-esteem at some point, you know, in our society before the 1970s wasn't a topic we talked about. So in the 70s, it really came into its fruition, and now, of course, we have self-esteem programs all over the world. And our girls and boys, they take those in, you know, grade school. I don't know about you, Levon, but I certainly didn't have a self-esteem class, you know, in the 1970s. And so it's great that we have those now. But what we're seeing is the statistics of the shape of our girls and our boys and us, too. And 1 in 4 women will die of heart disease. And that's not because of heredity. That's because of stress. That's because of the unsustainable standards that we're pushing ourselves to live into. And men and women today are less happy today than they were in the 1970s. And think of how much more we have available to us. And so I really found that, and I found this for myself, where I had to really look and say, Christine, you have it all. I have the big house, I have the MBA, I have the car, I have the American dream, but I wasn't happy. And the reason I came back to you was, Christine, you have a lot of self-esteem, but you don't love yourself. And that's why I began my journey 10 years ago to define what that is, because even if you believe on the song you're talking to us right now, you think, okay, well, I actually ended up being my own best friend. What does that mean, and how do you do it? That is the reason I wrote the book, Madly mm-hmm. Love With Me, to be the answer, to give you practical ways to actually do it every day of your life.
And for people who are feeling uncomfortable, because we may have time for you to tell your story about your group of people who feel uncomfortable talking about self-love, one of the quotes or one of the things you say in here, the more you love yourself, the more you will love others. So
absolutely
does that
true.
Kind of get us off the hook by saying, you know, not feeling so guilty about it? Because I think guilt has a lot to do with it, too.
Sure, there's guilt and there's shame and there's obligation. We think that we're taking away something from somebody. So many of us have been brought up in this, I call the self-sacrifice handbook, which says give and give and give and give. And then I'll give some more. And, oh, you don't have anything left to give. That's okay, honey. Just keep giving.
Right.
And keep grinning, you know, keep grinning and smiling like it's not bugging you. And then, of course, you get resentful and maybe become martyrs and victims. And I really believe that it's better to give and receive, not better to give than receive. And if you just shifted that so that it's a both and equation, what you can start to do as you do give yourself love and stop feeling guilty for doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself and be a good friend to yourself, you actually have a lot more energy and love and care to give to others without depleting yourself.
Actually, Christine, when you're talking about classes for self-esteem, I have to share with you that a friend and I did classes in school from kindergarten up to about 4th grade about self-esteem. But I think we used the broader term of self-esteem. I was feeling a little uncomfortable when I was reading your book, and then I'm thinking, no, I think we included a lot of those self-respect and self-discipline and a lot of those things that you need to feel good about yourself, that you're very unique and so on. So I think we were really teaching some of the same things that you were teaching, that you really need to feel good about yourself, so then you feel good about others.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you could just give yourself permission to be your own best friend. And this is the thing I find with people, is that we pretty much know, you know, that we shouldn't be in toxic relationships. We know that we should be nice to ourselves. We know we should, you know, drink green drinks and go to yoga and take care of our bodies. We know all the things that we should do, but there's something that stops us from actually following through on those actions. And what I find is that one of it is because we're so uncomfortable with this idea of loving ourselves. Like there's something that all of a sudden this word love, which is supposed to be so good to give to everyone else, when we direct it at ourselves, becomes like, oh my God, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. That seems shameful and weird and guilty. And so I'm really calling everyone to step forward and say, hey, let's reclaim the word love and be okay with giving it to ourselves. And then B, like really giving yourself permission like a best friend would. So in those moments when you're finding it hard to choose the loving act for yourself, stop, close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, and just ask yourself, if I was my best friend, what would I tell myself right now? Mm-hmm.
So, Christine, this would make a wonderful Valentine gift if somebody's looking for a gift. And your book is Madly in Love with Me, The Daring Adventure of Becoming Your Own Best Friend. Where can we find it?
Well, you can find it on my website. Go to theselflovebook.com. You'll find it there. You can find it at any bookstore, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places. And it will also make a great present on Self-Love Day, which is actually the day before Valentine's Day.
And you made that happen, right?
Yes, I started about 5 years ago, and last year we had 31 countries, 41 states celebrated, thousands and thousands of people around the world. And it's a day of, you know, really choosing one branch of self-love to really grow and making a promise to yourself that you can keep all year long.
Very good thing. Good for that. Good work there, Christine. And we want to thank you very much for visiting with us today, Christine Arilo, on her book, Madly in Love with Me. And until next time, here's a thought from Lucille Ball. Love yourself first, and everything else falls into line.